very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, December the 16th, 2022. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the just-ended U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit, which was held in Washington, D.C. Some African leaders who are attending the summit are expecting to reap benefits from the gathering, where lucrative deals were signed with the U.S. government and other stakeholders. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa was not invited to the summit. It's unclear on what Zimbabwe will benefit from the summit following the exclusion of President Emmerson Mnangagwa from the three-day event. He was represented by Foreign Affairs Minister Frederick Chava. African Union Chairperson Macky Sall of Senegal urged President Biden to remove targeted sanctions imposed on ZANU-PF officials. Chava also castigated U.S. sanctions and for excluding Mnangagwa, but America has not yet responded to their remarks. Nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya yemusangano we-U.S. Africa Summit uyo wakapera muguta re-Washington D.C. nezuro. Mutungamiri wesangano re-African Union vaMacky Sall nezuro vakakumbira hurumende yeAmerica kuti ibvise zvirango zveupfumi zvakatemerwa mamwe makurukota ehurumende nevanodyidzana nehurumende. Mutungamiri weAmerica akatsinhira kuti nyika yeAmerica iri kutarisira kudyidzana nenyika dzemuAfrica zvakasimba uye vakati budiriro kubudirira kweAfrica kubudirirawo kuAmerica. Regai tinzwe zvavakataura pamusangano uyu. Let's now take a listen to what President Biden said at the summit.
When Africa succeeds, the United States succeeds. Quite frankly, the whole world succeeds as well. Now, 8 years later, the world has undergone a great many changes. We're still grappling with the deadly pandemic, facing down war and instability, addressing economic challenges with global impact, fighting rising food prices, tackling the impacts of climate change. And each of these crises has only heightened the vital role African nations and peoples play to address the global challenges that drive our global progress. We can't solve any of these challenges without African leadership at the table. And I'm not trying to be nice. That's a fact. African ideas and innovation helping to shape the solutions, and Africa population contributing to every step.
Vachitaurawo pamusangano uyu munyori mukuru wehurumende yeAmerica vaAntony Blinken vakati America ichange ichishanda neAfrica pasina kumanikidzana. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken had this to say.
The reality is that the United States and African nations cannot deliver on any of the fundamental aspirations of our people. We can't solve any of the big challenges that we face if we don't work together. So our approach is about what America can do with African nations and people, not for them. And that's what this summit, the U.S. African Leaders Summit, has really been all about. We took full advantage of having so many leaders from African governments, businesses, civil society here in Washington to strengthen these partnerships, as was demonstrated, I think, by the robust engagement from President Biden, Vice President Harris, and a large number of our cabinet secretaries throughout the course of the week. And as you've heard, we're putting considerable new resources toward advancing our shared priorities, $55 billion over the next 3 years alone. So let me just take a minute to sum up and highlight a few of those key areas that have come out of the summit. But let me start by saying the bottom line is this. We made significant, tangible progress across every one of our priorities this week, building on the momentum that we've generated over the past 2 years. We committed to ensuring African countries have a prominent seat at the table, wherever consequential decisions are being made, consequential issues discussed. We delivered on that. At the United Nations General Assembly in September, you heard President Biden express support for adding a permanent member from Africa to the UN Security Council. And this week, the President announced support for the African Union to join the G20 as a permanent member. In our strategy, we also committed to expanding broad-based economic opportunity in Africa, in part by mobilizing the unmatched power of the American private sector.
African Union Chairperson Macky Sall called on the Biden administration to lift the targeted sanctions imposed on ZANU-PF. Let's hear more.
This is a renewed commitment to open for dialogue and partnership, for strong international relations. In this spirit, Africa calls for the lifting of sanctions which continue to affect the Zimbabwean people. Zimbabwe has been sanctioned since Mugabe's time, and I think it's time to lift these sanctions so that the Zimbabwe people can continue to fight efficiently against underdevelopment and poverty.
We were hearing there a translation of the speech that was made by the AU chairperson. And President Joe Biden enumerated billions of dollars worth of U.S. investments in Africa, both public and private. In remarks to the Africa leaders and the continent's business community at a three-day summit, VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit in Washington, D.C.
U.S. President Joe Biden capped his three-day summit of African leaders by hinting that he may come visit.
As I told some of you, you invited me to your country. I said, be careful what you wish for, because I may show up. The poor relatives always show up. The wealthy ones never show up. The poor come and they eat your food, stay longer than they should. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing many of you in your home countries.
It's a striking joke from the leader of the world's wealthiest nation, who spent much of Wednesday touting U.S. plans to deliver $55 billion in assistance to a continent struggling with food insecurity, inequality, and a painful legacy of colonialism. But jokes aside, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations told VOA that a presidential trip would have a big impact.
This will be an opportunity for the people of Africa, whatever countries, if the president decides to make such a visit, that they will actually see our commitment to them.
These grand gestures and big promises contrast with the quieter diplomacy happening at the summit of 50 African leaders, which included meetings between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and leaders of Ethiopia and Congo, both countries with active conflicts, and with stable West African ally Senegal and Southern African energy giant Angola. Analysts say the U.S. is trying to work with a range of African partners, regardless of their track records, on issues where they can find common ground.
I think what Washington is trying to do is diversify its relationships on the continent and not make them dependent on any one leader or any one group of countries, because what we have seen is these countries remain fragile, and a strategic partner today could be engulfed in civil war tomorrow.
Biden also invited the leaders of Congo, Gabon, Liberia, Madagascar, Nigeria, and Sierra Leone to a private meeting on Wednesday, where they discussed their upcoming elections during what the White House says is a critical time for democracy globally. Publicly, Biden affirmed support for more African representation on the G20 and the UN Security Council, while not ignoring their shortfalls.
As leaders, our people inspire us. They awaken in us the possibilities that are within our grasp, and there's so many possibilities if we work together. They tell us hard truths that we need to hear, and sometimes we have trouble listening. They challenge us to live up to the values enshrined in so many of our founding documents and to be worthy of the responsibility given to us by that sacred trust.
That particular message falls on some old ears. Cameroon's Paul Biya is 89. Republic of Congo's Denis Sassou Nguesso is 79, as is Nigeria's Muhammadu Buhari. Many of these men, and all but one African head of state is male, were born well before their countries gained independence, on a continent where the median age is just 18. What will they take back to their homelands, other than full pockets and warm memories? Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Zimbabwe's president was not invited at the meeting due to alleged gross human rights abuses in Zimbabwe. Commenting on the call by the African Union chairperson for the lifting of the targeted sanctions, Information Secretary Nick Mangwana had this to say.
tinoti Africa inoramba ichitaura nguva nenguva musine nguva kuti zvirango hazvina kodzero zvirango zvakatemerera Zimbabwe ngazvibviswe. Tinotarisa kuti panenge pakaita gungano rinoita se-US Africa Leaders Summit ngavateerewo kutaura kweAfrica. Zimbabwe yakataura, SADC ikataura, Africa yese yataura kuburikidza nachairman wayo. Saka kungangova kusindimara nemwoyo mukukuta kuti munhu asanzwa zvinenge zvichitaura zvizvarwa zveAfrica zvese.
Asika America nedzimwewo nyika dziri kuti pane zviga zvinofanira kugadziriswa neZimbabwe kuti zvirango izvi zvibviswe. Sei hurumende yeZimbabwe isiri kugadzirisa zviga izvi?
Hurumende yeZimbabwe nevana veZimbabwe vakapiwa kuzvitonga kuzere gore ra1980. Zvinoreva kuti kuzvitonga kuzere kunoreva kuti hautemerwe chiga noumwe munhu, hamutemerwe zviga neimwe nyika, because hamusi pasi pedzimwe nyika, muri pakusi pekuzvitonga kuzere. Saka kuna nyika ine kodzero yokutemera Zimbabwe chiga chipi nechipi zvacho, chingava chemuhlovo upi kana mutovo upi. Nokuti tikatarisa chidzokera kumashure mugore ra2008 pane vakaidza kuti zviitwe kuburikidza neUnited Nations. Zvinova ndo mashandisirwo anoitwa nyaya dzacho kana pasvika pakuti pane nyika yacheyama kupfuura kune dzimwe. Zvakaenda kuUnited Nations, United Nations ikazviramba ikaona kuti hapana kodzero kuti Zimbabwe iiswe pasi pezvirango zveupfumi. Asi vakaenderera mberi vachiisa Zimbabwe pasi pezvirango zveupfumi kunze kweUnited Nations, zvinova zvisiri pamurao wenyika dzepasi rose. Saka nekudaro zvirango izvi hazvisi pamutemo, zvirango izvi ndezveutsinye, zvirango izvi hazvibatsiri. Zimbabwe inoita zvinhu maererano nebumbiro rayo remutemo runonzi Constitution, kwete nezvinotaura dzimwe nyika. Gore rino tikateerera zvaita America seZimbabwe, toita zvinoda America. Mangwana toteerera zvinoda China, kuswera mangwana toteerera zvinoda South Africa, kuti rinotevera toteerera zvinoda kana kuti Russia. Ko isu sezvaro reZimbabwe chazoita riini zvatinoda?
We were hearing there from Information Permanent representative in Zimbabwe, Mr. Nick Mangwana. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. We are now joined. We are lucky today we have an in-studio guest. We have Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. And I understand on the phone we have a registered Charumbira of ZANU-PF. But I'll start with my in-studio guest, Mr. Tawanda Jokora. Welcome to the program, Mr. Jokora.
Thank you, Tete Marvelous. Makadi Muria Zimbabwe, yakateerera.
Aiwa, vajokora, maamuru kunzwa zvanga zviri kutaurwa navamangwana vehurumende panyaya yezvirango zviri kunzi nasachigaro veAfrican Union zvibviswe munyika. Munoti chiine nyaya iyi?
Zvirango zvipi zviri kutaurwa navamangwana? President Chamisa, mukuru weCCC, akatotaura iye kuti vada kuti masanctions aende. Saka toda kutaura kuti masanctions ari kutaurwa apa ndeapi. Kana ari masanctions akapiwa vanhu akaita sevana vamunangagwa naivo vamunangagwa, anokanganisa chii kuenderera mberi kwenyika yeZimbabwe? Isu tozviziva kuti hakuna masanctions ariko ari kukanganisa Zimbabwe, nekuti America yacho yavanoti ndiyo inopa masanctions, ndiyo inopa mari yakawandisa kupfuura China, kupfuura Russia. Hakuna nyika iri kubatsira Zimbabwe kupfuura America. Makazviona mucovid takapiwa mamillions. Iko zvino chaizvo makaona kuembassy yeZimbabwe, ambassador achitaura kuti vemabhizinesi muZimbabwe, huyai huyai tishande pamwe chete, tokupai mari moita mabhizinesi, mounza zvinhu zvenyu kuAmerica, muchikozvitengesera kuAmerica. Saka masanctions avari kutaura ipapa ndeapi? Kutadza kuuya kwavamunangagwa kana kuti kwemwana wavo ari kuita basa rekutengesa goridhe renyika, hakusiriko kunotadza kuenda kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi.
Mobata makadaro, regai tibva tachingamidza vaRegis Charumbira. Makadii? Halo vaCharumbira, muri kutinzwa here? Ehe, motipawo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya iyi yange zvatakaona zvichiitika iko kuno kuAmerica, kwanga kuine musangano mukuru weUS Africa Leaders Summit uchangobva kupera, uyezve takaona sachigaro vesangano reAfrican Union vachiti zvirango zvibviswe. Imi munoti chii sebato reZANU-PF? Taura henyu.
I think patinofanira kuziva semhuri yezimbabwe ndechekuti nyika yekuamerica inyika inoshandisa mahegemonic tendencies. Inyika iyo yakada kuzvisa pamusoro pedzimwe nyika dzese, inonzi super power, yokuzvipa self acclaimed super power. Saka inyika yekuti dzimwe painoinvaita dzimwe nyika inodecida who to invite and later on yet who to invite. Zimbabwe yakanyorerwa tsamba yainvaitwa kuti iuye kuthis UN summit. And then now yes, UN summit yakuda kusvika. America yakuda kutamba holding our tail kuti Zimbabwe haichauye. It is not bow down to America. Chachose because takahwina nyika yedu yasevereign nation. Tisabhudha nyika yedu hwedza nemafriends manga asiri America. Zvinhu zviri kufamba kuno kuZimbabwe nezvandiri right now. Hakuna macomplain. Economy iri kubhudhika slowly because of where we came from. Takasafa nenyaya yemasanction. Ari kukonzebwa naiye Biden. Saka isisu yeZimbabwe tinozvizivani masanction aya angazokumbidzwa neuyu unondichamisa anonzi kwandira mukurukuru wepcc yakachagona tokora. Ndiye akaenda kunokumbira masanction. Nhasi unochamisa uri kunzi uri kukrema kuti ndakuti masanction ngaabve. Saka kana iye chamisa atikwanisa kuti masanction ngaabve, inodii kubvisa masanction acho America. Ndoko munoona kuti tpc yacho inofanira kuti inge ichiziva nawo kuti America chii chinonzi America. Haisi nyika yekuti munofunga kuti nekuti munombotaura naye muchipiwa madonations neamerica mofunga kuti iyo ichakuteererai. Kana ichikuteererai chamisa achiteerwa nabiden neusa ngaichibvisa masanctions america nekuti chamisa uya wakaenda kunomakumbira wati ngaabvisiwe. Muchaona kuti haimbo mabvisi america masanction iwawo ende tichiona vezimbabwe tiaramba tichibhudha nyika yedu tichiwina maelection yedu tinofanyika yedu tpc tichingobhedha masanctions tichingobhudha nyika yedu. Ndatenda.
Thank you so much there, Mr. Charumbira. Mr. Jokora, you were hearing what Regis Charumbira of ZANU-PF is saying and alleging that your own CCC party leader, that he should now go ahead and ask President Biden to remove the sanctions. What's your take?
It's not about President Chamisa. It's not about me. It's about Zimbabwe doing what it must do. They must respect human rights in Zimbabwe, and they must enact electoral reforms. Those are very simple demands that the, you know, America is putting across. If they can do that, the sanctions will go. President Chamisa can talk, you know, remember in 2008, President Tsvangirai was prime minister. He could not get the sanctions removed because it's not up to anyone. It's up to the Zimbabwean government. Emmerson Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF know exactly what they need to do. They should stop killing people. We know the death of Mr. Tuesday. He was murdered. More blessing Ali. And now we have Mr. Job Scala, who has been in jail for more than 5 months. Those are the things that attract sanctions. If they stop abusing citizens, if they stop abusing Zimbabweans, then the sanctions will go.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, stay with your thoughts right there. Let me go back to Mr. Charumbira. Mr. Charumbira, you're hearing what Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the CCC is saying. He's saying that, you know, there are certain issues that have to be addressed, especially the human rights abuses in Zimbabwe and the incarceration of some members of the CCC. What's your take? Mr. Charumbira, I'm not sure if I still have you on the line. No. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, you have me on the line. If you say one period government, a party, you're going to the government. We will not bow down to America. We should do how to rule our country. That's how that we are a sovereign country. We are an independent nation. We are going to have to sit up at UN. We should do what we are going to do. We are going nendaa yekuti takagwatwa zvitonga america haigoni kuva kudictator how zimbabwe should run its affairs. Kana munhu akatadza nokuti ari kubhinonwa kuctc kana kumbc ngaende kujeri anotongwa anopika. Hazvina basa nokuti Job Scala kana ndichamisa kana ndibiti kana kuti ndidzokora. Ukatadza uri muno munyika ukabatwa nemakoti kuti iwe uri kukonzera mhirizhonga uri kuti gavhumendi ngaidzisiwe chinokurova neshamhino munyu unoenda kujere and that is not a problem. Iyoyo internationally unongofunga seuri kuamerica kwauri dzokora ukada kubvisa kuti amfit by then iwewe unoenda newewo kuprison kunosunga ugochajiwa ugopika uriko. Saka Job Scala for example anofanira kupika tiakurayakeningapuwa nekoti yakwana nokuti Job Scala wakahwikwa achitaura many times achidenigrata gavhumendi yezimbabwe. Listen, vanhu vecc nana Jokora, You will continue to do that as if this is not sanctioned. You continue to do that as if this is not the case. And you can come to the other one, another one, a sanction, you can do it. You know what? You have to
vacharumbira vacharumbira regai tikubatei muromo ipapo
jomsala akanochajwa mikoti akapa 100 years unakuona kuti America itaramba nekamasamishoni iripo 100 years ndataura ndikamisa kana chamisa ane simba ngaanobudisa jomsala chamisa akarega jomsala ana kufanya kana kubatsira chinhu kuna jomsala jomsala asimba kana koti ikamubatsa kuti munhu uyu unokodzera kuti aende kunopika munhu ineye chero jobsala aende kunopika
batai makadaro vacharumbira apo zvamanga makutaura zvinogona kugodorawo mwoyo wehama dzavana jobsala asi regai tiende kuna vadzokora vadzokora you heard what Mr. Charumbira was saying what's your take
munotonzwa kudada kwevanhu vezanu pf vari kutaura kuti jobsala ngaapike jobsala haasati atombopikiswa ari paparimand iko zvino anofanira kunge achitongwa ari kunze. It's his constitutional right to get bail, you know, and we have people that have committed the same crime that is alleged jobsala to have committed. We have a person that threatened President Chamisa in Mashingo, who said President Chamisa should be killed, and we also have people that attempted the life of President Chamisa, that almost assassinated President Chamisa in Mashingo, in Mutare. Those people are out. The people that killed Mo Blessing Ali are out. The people that murdered Mr. Chuze in Mlawayo, that murdered Bongeni Nuve in Kwekwe, they are out. Those people should be in jail right now. But we have jobsala, you know, being kept in jail without being given his constitutional right, you know, of bail, simply because he made some utterances that are not even attributable to what Mr. Charumbira is saying. And I also want to go back to the issue of sanctions and what the chairperson for AU said. You know, there's nothing wrong in calling for the removal of sanctions, you know. But for AU and SADC and all the other leaders that are calling for the sanctions removal, to call for their removal without calling out ZANU-PF and Emmerson Mnangagwa, it's morally wrong. You know, they have to look at what the Zimbabwean people are going through. Zimbabweans are suffering because of the looting, because of the corruption. Zimbabwe is where it is today, not because of sanctions, but because of the massive looting. Zimbabweans are being killed. I've told you the number of people that have been killed by ZANU-PF. So it is the Zimbabwean people that are suffering right now under ZANU-PF. So we want these leaders, while they are calling for the removal of sanctions, to also, you know, tell the truth to ZANU-PF about what it is doing. It must stop killing Zimbabweans. It must stop the war that it has declared on the Zimbabwean citizens. And of course, if then the sanctions are going to go, we will all jubilate. But we cannot have a situation where ZANU-PF continues to kill people, continues to arrest arbitrarily citizens who would not have committed any crime. We know why they are doing this. We know why they are declaring war on the citizens. They are afraid of losing the elections in 2023. So they are just intimidating people. They want to spread harvest of fear. They know that they don't stand a chance against President Chamisa. In fact, ZANU-PF is saying goodbye to its people. You saw them giving each other my 500,000, my 200,000. Iyoyo, it's testimony that ZANU-PF is already knows that they have lost the 2023 election. Vakutobira kuenda.
Tiri ipapo vadzokora vamwe vangada kubvunzawo kuti imi sebato reCCC makamboedza here kuti mukwidze nyaya iyi kuAU yekutarisa zvimwe zvamataura izvi kuti vasati vakumbira kuti zvirango zvibviswe vanofanira kutarisa izvi neizvi neizvi.
Discussions have been done by the South African government, by the AU, by SADC. President Chamisa has been to South Africa. You heard him talk about that. he also want, he doesn't want sanctions as much as everyone else. And he has made that clear to SADC and to AU. But he has also made it clear that he does not want any more blood by ZANU-PF anymore. He does not want, you know, citizens to continue being arrested arbitrarily. And he has asked AU to intervene. He has asked SADC to intervene on behalf of the people of Zimbabwe. We are just calling upon SADC and AU to stand with the citizens, to stand with the people of Zimbabwe. It's high time they tell each other the truth, these leaders. You know, they are seeing the human rights abuses that are rampant in Zimbabwe. They are also seeing the corruption, the looting that is going on, that has brought our country to its knees. And they choose to turn a blind eye on that and come after the citizens of Zimbabwe and talk about sanctions. Let's talk about sanctions, and let's also talk about the issue of human rights in Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Jokora. It is now time to hear from our callers, the stakeholders of the show, and some of the people that are live streaming with us. Let me read a few comments from VOA Shona. Veronica Jokora is saying, Mukanya Rambai Magajanya. So she's watching you. And then there's Munyarazi Kahaira Arkuti. Is Zimbabwe on sanctions? Someone please explain to me. Vanoti Anzi ma individual sanctions. And then Edna Madondo, Anzi Yatova violence. Aiwaregaiti mbodzokera kuna vacharumbira timbova pamukana vacharumbira motipo mazwi enyu ekutsananguro kuti ekuti parizvino takatarisa iwo musangano uyu we US Africa Leaders Summit mungati wabatsira sei Zimbabwe.
Because the Sangano Uri, Wakanga Waka Tajetewa, the president, Izzy Mangaba, Wakanda Ikoko, Joe Biden, Aguana, a chance of talking whatever he wants, as soon as the president. I tell Ranya the thing they took one is a human rights. It was the United America is one in the first country, you know, violate a human rights event more than any other country. One of the encroaching to other countries. But you can't raise some human rights issues. But I suppose that the president, because America actually has a but I think it's a blessing in disguise. Because we will not going to let our president going to go to America to listen to an old man who is just going to lash out talking about how a country should be formulated, whereby his own is mismanaging his own people. We have a black African American who are suffering in Harlem, who are suffering in Brooklyn. They're sleeping on the streets. It doesn't mean that when you're in America, there is everything. But here in Zimbabwe, we are building our country. We're seeing the evidence that the president is doing. So this U.S. Africa Summit is not worth us nothing. Maybe other countries, but for us, I think in Zimbabwe, we'll keep on fighting. And I think we are almost where we are. We will continue to do it, even who are backing, they continue backing, but the election, like what Jokora was trying to say, the election, for sure, you can try to make your viewers. Zimbabwe is not a CCC affiliated political arena. It is actually ZANU-PF. You can even check the barometers. But ZANU-PF has acquired many, many, many supporters. Defecting from your party, CCC. But I don't understand if it is. I
thank you so much, Mr. Charumbira. If I may just hold you there and just, you know, please let's be respectful of our leaders, whether it's President Emmerson Mnangagwa or President Joe Biden. Let's just be respectful when we're addressing them. But I'll come back to you. Let's come to you, Mr. Jokora. Mazwa shataurwa na vacharumbira motipa mazwenye kupedzisira.
Yes, murikunzwa mataurira vari kuita vacharumbira kuti havatorina kana any respect, but tandoda kutaura zvangu panyaya ye summit iri kuitwa iyi. Ndo zviri kuitika kumuZimbabwe kuti tiri kupfuurwa nezvinhu zvakanaka zvinofanira kunge zvichiita kuti nyika yedu ibudirire. Zvatinokwanisa kutongoita ipapa ndezvekuti ZANU-PF iri kutaura iyo kuti vari kuita re-engagement process. And vanenge vachinyepa vachiti they haven't been allowed.
Thank you, Mr. Jokora. Unfortunately, we don't have any extra time. As in soccer, I'm Marvelous Nsanganyahuye in Washington, D.C. saying have a very good evening. And thank you to Mr. Charumbira as well as you, Mr. Jokora, who was an in-studio guest. And you, the listeners who are live streaming and listening to us.